white Polish armbands, just as some of us had painted the same colours around our German helmets, but nobody wanted to risk being captured in them.
"Slowly, slowly, and you'll be all right,"
said a tall man in halting but serviceable German as he helped me towards one of the huts. My helper was wearing a British battle dress with a black cat shoulder badge. I recognised it from German newsreels, and later discovered the cat was the insignia of the 56th London Infantry Division. Only a couple of my fellow Poles were in uniform. They were older men who had joined the uprising wearing their carefully preserved uniforms from 1939. The rest of us had replaced our pilfered camouflage with a bewildering assortment of mismatched civilian clothing collected from the ruins of Warsaw's apartment blocks. The men in their different uniforms were watching the British medics, but that is what they were, as they helped us in. Among the watchers was a group shod in wooden sabots and speaking French. As I limped past, one of them pointed at me and said to his companions, "Celui-là, en smoking." And no doubt I was worth a second glance, for above my two left shoes was surely the most incongruous outfit of all, a new and well-fitting satin-lapelled black dinner suit, known in France as le smoking.